From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Juan Williams tells us his most interesting political conversation of the week. It's about Hillary Clinton and the white vote.
So, many feel that Senator Barack Obama now does have this nomination wrapped up. Earlier this week, remember, former senator and presidential candidate George McGovern urged Senator Clinton to concede.
So, if she were to withdraw from the race, does she simply walk away?
Well, more likely, there's going to be some serious negotiating between the two campaigns, sort of like working out the terms of a surrender.
Washington Post political reporter Dan Balls is here to answer some of those questions. He's been with the paper for some 30 years. And Dan, in those three decades, you must have seen a lot of political campaigns go under. So tell us, what kinds of things might be on the table when one candidate decides to concede to another?
Well, at this point in the race between Senators Obama and Senator Clinton, I mean, you've got two very evenly matched candidates. What the winner wants is the smoothest possible path to go from the primaries to the general election and a convention in which there are no disruptions and no eruptions. The losing candidate clearly wants to take away something that says this long and hard campaign was worth it and I got something out of it. You know, if you compare it with contests in the past, let's go to 1980, which was the infamous Teddy Kennedy versus Jimmy Carter year. There were important differences between Kennedy and Carter on policy. In that case, some of what went on was platform changes. Kennedy wanted certain things put into the platform.
But in this case, since their platforms, their campaigns are essentially alike, there doesn't seem to be a lot of policy differences between the two of them.
No, there aren't. And I think that's one of the things that perplexes people as they think about sort of the idea of suing for peace. What is it that, you know, Senator Clinton, if she ends up losing this battle, will really want? You know, someone suggested to me yesterday that perhaps Obama could make an early decision on a vice president and pick a female as a way to sort of pay tribute to the fact that what Clinton had done was, you know, was historic and barrier shattering, and that he recognized that the significance of that was worth reaffirming. You know, maybe she wants to be vice president. We don't know that. Mm-hmm. But that could also be part of what we see happening over the next month or two.
Does that seem likely, really, given the rancor of the past few months?
Lyndon Johnson ended up on the ticket with John F. Kennedy in 1960, and I don't think anybody at the time would have predicted that those two people would have come together. George W. Bush ended up as Reagan's vice president in 1980 after calling his economic plan voodoo economics and, you know, hectoring him all the way through the primaries, really long after he had a chance to win. So strange things happen. I mean, politicians and nominees make political choices about ultimately what's going to get them elected. And if Senator Obama decided that it was in his interest to pick Senator Clinton, he might do it. It seems unlikely, quite frankly. I agree with you. But in politics, you never rule out anything.
What about money? Senator Clinton's campaign is in debt. She had to loan her campaign some $6 million this week. So could Senator Obama's campaign help retire some of that debt?
They could, although this is usually done earlier in the process. This is done when a minor candidate, you know, doesn't get past the first round, doesn't get through Iowa or New Hampshire and decides to drop out and endorse one of the other candidates. And part of that endorsement agreement often includes helping retire part or all of a candidate's debt. In this case, because we're so far down the road, I don't know whether debt retirement would be part of it. I got a hint yesterday that the grassroots part of Senator Obama's support network would not be happy with the idea that their money is going to retire Senator Clinton's debt. But he's got so much money, he'd certainly have the wherewithal to do it. But I don't know whether that would be part of it.
And Dan, just finally, what are you hearing in terms of people on the ground, people on the campaign talking about at all, her withdrawing from the race, when that might happen?
Well, every indication, Madeline, is that she's likely to go through all of the remaining primaries. There are only six left. It will be finished on June 3rd. That's not a long time, given that they've been at it since January of 2007. People, A, believe that she has earned the right to go through this entire process. And I think there are also party people who believe that it's good for the Democrats to actually have contests in all of these states, that it creates enthusiasm. It gives people a sense that they have been a participant in a historic contest, and then it's likely to wrap up fairly quickly after that.
Dan, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
That's Dan Balls. He's the national political correspondent for The Washington Post.